The fact of the matter is that Liberian people have to return to normal life. We are seeing some light after the massive Ebola crisis here. We've seen some level of stability in the crisis. Things are improving. And so the economy of the country has to restart. Kids have to go back to school. The president has lifted the curfew. And so these are all activities that are moving towards normality.
Toward normality. So now I'm reading that somewhere in Monrovia, there's an incident where someone is trying to, at a hospital, trying to infect people. Is Ebola still in Liberia?
Yes, Ebola is still in Liberia. The fact that we are still reporting cases of Ebola in Monrovia, and there is active transmission going on here. Even if it is a single case, yes, Ebola is still in Liberia. But what we do know is that the cases have reduced dramatically. There's significant improvement in the response. We are responding very effectively. Every single case that is reported in Liberia now is on the contact list. We've seen one or two cases per week. In the past 2 weeks, 21 days, we've seen only 14 Ebola cases as compared to 70 to 100 cases in the month of August and September. And so our team is so robust in the response together with our international partners, including the U.S. government and other partners working on the Ebola response. So we are optimistic that we will get to zero soon with the level of work that we're doing here.
We do understand that while there is a decline of Ebola in Liberia, in other countries, neighboring countries such as Sierra Leone, we see sometimes an uptake in Ebola. Now, by opening the borders, are you taking a risk?
Part of our response is cross-border surveillance. Our county health teams in Liberia, they are more vigilant with cross-border activities. And you are correct, because all of our border counties have been freed of Ebola either in the last 35 to 42 days, including Grand Cape Mount, Bapolu, Lofa, Nimba. These counties bordering Sierra Leone and Guinea have been Ebola-free over 42 days now. So you're correct, but what we're doing here across Liberia is to strengthen, accelerate border, cross-border activities. We have interventions taking place like ETUs open at the border area. Our labs are still functioning. And so any eventuality of a case crossing over into Liberia, we can move very quickly with our rapid response, isolation, and treatment of Ebola strategy to curb that Ebola situation.
Schools in Liberia have reopened or are gradually reopening. Is your health ministry certain, or do you have everything in place for these schools?
We have everything in place in terms of Ebola prevention materials. We deliver Ebola prevention materials to 4,000 plus schools in Liberia, covering about 1 million population of school-going children. And those issues have been addressed in Ebola prevention materials. These materials include the thermometers, the chlorine, the hand washing equipment, buckets. These things have been delivered to about 4,000 schools. We continue to carry on assessment to make sure that the rest of the schools in Liberia get the materials. Our incident management system is working with the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, has the protocols in place. At every institution, we are training teachers, we are having workshops for students, and we feel comfortable that we can have Ebola-free schools in Liberia and kids can return back to school. This is the thing, and we're working very, very robustly to ensure that this thing occurs. The government took a decisive decision to ensure that these things are in place under the leadership of our very strong president, who is the commander from the command and control structure of the Ebola crisis in Liberia. Here is led under the able leadership of President Sirleaf, and we are gratified as a health team to support the process to ensure that Liberia is safe from Ebola, and we can get to zero soon. Liberians are eager to get to zero.